to create a wonderful circuit of trust, which would send a signal through these wires here. A bit like that. Shouldn't be making that noise. Okay. Normally through those wires there, let's turn this hiss down, we'd normally be sending the circle of trust through. Part of the circle of trust, usually, in non-layman's terms, would be the MacBook of Wonder, which is my starting to show its age white MacBook. Now, the eagle-eyed amongst you may spot a lack of MacBook of Wonder on the stage tonight. This is due to the very sad instance of the Battery of Despair. The Battery of Despair, which has powered the MacBook of Wonder for the last 4 years, has this very evening decided it will power no more. Not only has it decided this, it has decided that it will no longer charge from the power supply of facilitation. So, no worry, you think. Surely, Alex, you have brought the netbook of lightness. And yes, I have brought the netbook of lightness with me tonight. However, the netbook of lightness, on a recent holiday in Spain, decided it needed a complete reinstallation of Windows. So I can tell you a grip hanging on my every word here. The operating system of despair, which is a bit like the battery of despair, which is Windows, the operating system of despair decided that it needed to be reinstalled. And as such, without thinking that I maybe would need the nice light, small netbook, I hadn't, that's the ghost pad of whatever, I hadn't thought to reset the software on the light, nice light netbook, so that is not going to happen.
Can you
fly? No. It's okay.
Why don't I
pop it? So, anyway, this rather long-winded introduction explains why you will be spared having to hold hands with your neighbours later in the set, as the whole thing just didn't want to make a fart noise, or I could make it do it. It would sound kind of farty. I mean, would people like to try the Circle of Trust but the fart version? Would anybody want to have a go at that, maybe? Maybe? Let's see if we can make the fart version of the Circle of Trust work. Now, it hasn't been used as the fart version for a long, long time. So, let's see. It does make a big fart noise. Let's see if it can make it do anything interesting. This is kind of, you know, kind of ruining the magic here. It's like, you know, look behind the veil. Yeah. Not, you know, in a Muslim sense. That's a battery there. That's exciting. This battery can connect to everybody. Yeah. Hold your breath. So, let's see what happens with this. Let's turn this up, then touch these together. Yeah, that works. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got something there going on. Okay. Right. Well, keep that in your mind. That's going to be being revealed later. Obviously, having been slightly revealed now in the explanation of what the fuck. Anyway, yeah, so, my name's Alex. I don't know if I've already done this bit, so I'm going to do it again. My name's Alex. I perform as The Moths. I've been performing as The Moths for 10 years. And yesterday, I played in Dundee at a venue that was literally next door to the venue where I played the first Demoth show. Best part of that, it was smaller. So obviously, I'm going the right way, my career trajectory downwards. So anyway, yeah, so this is the reason I'm playing up here, and obviously you can tell by my thick Scots brogue that I'm not local. But kind of, I used to live in Dundee, and then, so I started doing the band in Dundee, and then I've moved down to England, and I live outside Birmingham now in Stourbridge, which is the home of The Wonder Stuff, and Ned the Tonic Dustin, and Pop Police itself, and other bands that time is probably best forgotten. So yes, to play some shows. And this is the last of the shows. So after tonight I will be, well, tomorrow I've got today off in Edinburgh. Is there anything worth seeing in Edinburgh?
No.
Oh, poor Edinburgh. There was my hoping of exciting things to see. So it looks like the highlight of my trip will be going through Glasgow on Tuesday and spending a lot of money at the Apple shop buying a new battery, which will be fabulous. I can't wait to do that. That's what credit cards are meant for. Anyway, so I could continue talking. I might just continue talking. Craig Fox and I were talking about this earlier, saying that the proliferation of technology does eventually reach the point where you feel like you're getting overwhelmed with it and you want to strip right back to virtually nothing. Which would be just standing and talking. And I guess that would be without a mic as well, so you can have a campfire, telling a story, no music at all. Come back in 10 years, and that's probably what I'll be doing for the 20th anniversary tour, which will be no doubt in a smaller venue, somewhere nearby. So, right, okay, so I will start making some sounds. So, as that seems to be, probably this right here for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Up next is, but if there'll be up next, if you don't get them, thank you ever so much.